Welcome back inside the film room on Giants.com. I am John Schmelk. Today we're joined by former Giants center Sean O'Hara. And today we're going to take a look at Hakeem Nicks. Now, Hakeem was coming off a down year for the Giants. He's coming off a knee injury last season. Tried to put it back together in 2014. And from start to finish, a little bit inconsistent.
John, I think inconsistent and I think frustrating as well. And I think for Hakeem, he didn't play to the level that I think he's accustomed to playing. And I think he really feels like he let Eli down a number of times. Let's start out with a good play, though, where I thought he showed us the old Hakeem Nicks, the old Hakeem that had the explosion and the speed. Here you see him at the top of the screen, John, and he does. I mean, he just basically has a go route right here, and he realized that this corner's playing soft, and he just basically runs through the coverage. And Eli's watching this safety the whole way. You can see the safety on the hash right there. As soon as Eli sees him hook up on Brandon Myers, he knows he has Hakeem Nicks in the middle of the field. Now, here's where Hakeem Nicks excels. Watch this catch, John. I mean, that's Hakeem Nicks right there, catching the ball away from his body, not letting the ball get into his chest. That's the Hakeem Nicks that I think the Giants really desperately wanted this season, a guy that Eli could trust. Anytime you get a one-on-one matchup, I'm going to you with the football, and that just didn't happen for him.
And you set up this next play perfectly. He has a one-on-one matchup with one of the top corners in football. Eli trusts to throw him the football, and he can't come up with it.
John, I mean, for Hakeem Nicks, this is the guy that he wants to be. You know, here he is one-on-one against Richard Sherman. What wide receiver doesn't want to go up against the best corner so they can catch a touchdown pass and then trash talk the rest of the way? But as you mentioned, John, the knee injury last year, and now what we don't see from Hakeem Nicks, I mean, he gets a good release right here, but we don't see that pull away speed, that separation speed. He never actually creates separation from the corner right here. And I think time and time again, we saw that this season from Hakeem Nicks. We saw it a couple times from some other receivers. But when Eli trusts you, when he throws the football up like that, you have to fight for the football. Even if you can't come down with a catch yourself, you have to make sure the other guy doesn't come down with an interception. We saw that happen too many times.
Now, after the year, Hakeem Nicks made the point to the media that he still believes he's a number one caliber wide receiver. What needs to happen? What does he need to do to recapture that magic they had a couple years ago with Eli Manning when he helped lead the Giants to a Super Bowl?
Well, I think, number one, he has to work on his speed. You know, the knee injury that he suffered last year, I thought that, you know, coming into this year, I didn't see that same explosiveness out of his routes. And then the other thing that he's got to incorporate in it, just like a young basketball player, if you're constantly driving the lane and you're always relying on the dunk and the highlight show, at some point you have to start developing a fadeaway. You have to start developing another part of your game. That's where Hakeem Nicks needs to step up. It can't always just be a go route. It can't always be a back shoulder throw. He has to develop the intermediate route. He has to develop a little bit of a crossing route as well, because I think that as you play longer in the NFL, you can't always rely on just the speed.
Sean, thanks so much.
Thanks, Sean.
And by the way, Hakeem Nicks, an unrestricted free agent. Last year was the final year of his rookie contract. The Giants will have to make a decision on him this offseason. For Sean O'Hara, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time inside the film room right here on Giants.com.